On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSC men's hockey team travels to Wisconsin this weekend, joined by senior goalie Matthew Dugas. Game in relief on Friday night, Doogie. What's that like? Because obviously, if a goalie's coming in relief, things aren't going well for the guy who started. So how frantic is it? How nervous are you? And are you coming off the bench, you ready to see pucks right away?
Well, I mean, you always try to prepare yourself. Like, you never know what's going to happen, but obviously it's not a fun situation to be in, and especially how the game was going, and then come in, give an early goal. So it wasn't fun, but, I mean, you just try to give the team a chance, try to save some pucks and give some momentum.
What'd you do? You settle down after that first save?
Yeah, you just try to stay focused, and I try to forget about it, and then just try to think about the next shot, and that's all you can do.
It's no secret you guys haven't scored a lot of goals lately. As a goalie, do you even put more pressure on yourself then?
Maybe a little, but I try not to think about it, because I can't control that side of the game. And I think we try to work on it in practice, just try to create more traffic in front of the net, and that's all we can do. We just don't seem to get the bounces lately.
You've been around here for a lot of ups and now a few downs. What's this last 10-game streak been like for you guys?
It's hard, but I mean, I think it's going to make us better, and if we can get out of it, we'll just look back and know that we've been through like a lot, so if we can get past this, I think we'll be fine.
You come from a place that gets a lot of snow and not necessarily as cold. It's been 30 below here for the last couple of weeks. Have you gotten used to it now after all these years?
Yeah, it's still, I mean, I could go without it, but I mean, that's what I tell my parents. It's like, you wake up in the morning, you're not guessing, you know it's going to be really cold.
Over the Christmas break, you guys brought in a new goalie. Fabian left, you bring in Reed. It's got to be an odd situation for him. Have you guys tried to make him feel welcome as much as you can?
Yeah, I mean, over when we got back and school didn't start yet, he actually stayed at my house, as he couldn't move in the dorms yet, so I figured, I mean, the goalie would bill the goalie. And then, he's a good guy, and it must have been hard for him leaving his junior team halfway through the year and coming here not knowing anyone, but he's doing well, and he's gelled well with the rest of the team.
Well, that's one thing I think is unique about hockey, and especially goalies. Casual fan would suspect that there's a lot of animosity between the goalies. That, I mean, you're out for their job, and obviously you want to play a lot, but hockey goalies all get along, don't they?
I think we all know there's one net, and there's only one guy that can play, so whoever is in net, we're trying to be supportive. And obviously, like, I feel for Walsh for, like, Friday night, and it's not fun. I've been in that situation before, and we all know you hate being pulled. That's probably the worst thing for a goalie, so, and karma is always there, so you don't ever want to wish someone bad, and we all want to win. We all want to get out of this 10-game streak, and we're all trying to push forward.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.